Rangers and O's series opener at Camden Yards. Hugs and handshakes pregame between Ruben Tejada and Carlos Gomez. Let's pick up the action top two.
Not running, and the pitch looped to right center by Lucroy, a base hit. Robinson digging for third base as Adam Jones slides to stop the ball, and Robinson's going to try to score. As having trouble out in right center is Jones. No play at the plate. Lucroy all the way to third. The throw, he's out. But Robinson scoring on the hit by Lucroy to right center field. It'll go as a double.
Here comes the 3-2. Swing and a miss, and Gomez strikes out.
Joey with 21 home runs to lead the club. And the pitch is a breaking ball. He struck him out looking. 77-mile-an-hour curve gets Joey. Pitch to Ruggi, swung on, and the dribbler hit the first base. Gloved by Davis, takes it to the bag. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Tillman, and he has broken the string of 10 straight Orioles starts, going under six innings for their starting pitcher.
Couple of lefties, Cole Hamels for Texas and Wade Miley for Baltimore. First pitch to Smith, cracked high and deep into center field. Gomez goes back, he leaps at the wall, it's gone. Seth Smith with a solo home run. It's his 10th home run of the year. And the Orioles enjoy their first lead tonight, 2-1. And now the two strike pitch. Swinging a ball looped into right field. It falls for the base hit. Rounding third, Castillo. Here's the throw from Mazzara. Play at the plate. No. Lucroy takes it up the line. And moving to second on the throw home is Tejada. He has an RBI single. And the Orioles now lead 3-1.
Here's the pitch. Swung on, popped up behind the plate. Castillo having trouble finding it. Now he does. And he lunges and makes the catch to end the game.
The O's hold on 3-1 the final, snapping their three-game losing skid. Chris Tillman pitched well enough to earn a victory, but he gets a no decision instead, lasting six innings and striking out three. Here's Rangers skipper Jeff Banister after the loss.
Tillman did a good job against our guys tonight, really using the fastball in, fastball away, cutter combo, and then getting underneath the bats with a curveball, keeping our guys off balance. He did a good job against us. Challenged to get much offense off of him.
Did Cashner run out of gas there, or what happened to Andrew?
No, look, Cash continues to improve every outing that he goes out. I thought he had an excellent sinker, cutter combo tonight. He got a number of ground balls with it, a couple of ground ball double plays with it, a couple of pitches there late. And one to Smith, okay, trying to go four-seam fastball in, leap back out over the plate, and Smith hit it out of the ballpark. But felt like that, you know, Cash still had good pitches in him. It just, you know, it was a time for us there to make a change, to get Jefferson against Tejada, try to get him in there before we get to the top of the lineup to record an out for us. Looked like he left the ball out over the plate to Tejada for the double. But felt like, you know, Cash continues to improve every time he goes out.
Game two of this four-game set Tuesday. Tyson Ross gets the start for the Rangers against Dylan Bundy for the O's.